Mayor de Blasio has admitted the city was wrong to clear the way last year for a Lower East Side nursing home to be sold to a luxury housing developer. But it wasn't just the city that dropped the ball. A three-month investigation by WNYC found that state regulators failed to enforce the rules that protect patients when nursing homes close, putting some of them at risk. Our Cindy Rodriguez reports.
I'm standing here at 45 Rivington Street. It's a handsome terracotta-colored building. People say you can see the Empire State Building from a terrace on the roof. For decades, it was a nursing home for AIDS patients. Up until the fall of 2014, that's when the owners decided to sell it to a company called the Allure Group. Allure wanted to serve a broader geriatric population, and the State Department of Health approved. The community was happy. A beloved nursing home had been saved. A year later, the health department went to Rivington House for a routine inspection, but what they found was not routine. The nursing home had closed.
It was a very short conversation. They said, "We are at Rivington House to do a site review, and there are no residents here." And that was pretty much it.
That's Richard Danford, who works for a local nonprofit as an ombudsman, hired by the State Department of Health.
They were quite surprised, as were we.
His job is to advocate for patients and their families. It's required by law. Nursing homes are also supposed to let state health officials know they're closing 3 months in advance and submit a detailed plan about how they're going to do it before they're allowed to transfer any patients out. The plan includes a patient roster, a process to notify family members, and a way to help them find suitable alternatives.
You have aged people, people with serious disabilities. The process of relocating for that population is very complicated, and they do have rights.
Danford says without a closure plan, there's no way to know how many people were living there, much less what happened to them.
Well, my full name is Salvatore Sigia, and most people just call me Sal.
Sal Sigia stayed at Rivington House last fall. At 6'3", he weighs 116 pounds. He's had AIDS for 25 years, but his real problem is the radiation he received for throat cancer. It damaged his esophagus, and he can't swallow food or drink without it getting into his lungs.
My prognosis is not really great. It's pneumonia, 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 dead at some point.
He was at the nursing home to recover from one of those bouts of pneumonia.
I was sick as a dog. I mean, I really was.
Then he got stronger and wanted to go home. And so, according to two former employees who spoke to WNYC on condition of anonymity, he was discharged prematurely to his fifth floor East Village walk-up.
And there were times that I was literally crawling up the last few steps because I just didn't have the strength anymore. Whether it was a good idea or not, I had no other options of what to do.
Former workers say dozens of patients were discharged, some in fragile condition, with family members advocating for them to stay. It took Sigia 9 months to find an apartment with an elevator and get appropriate home care. 1 month after he left Rivington House, the nursing home closed for good. Allure then sold the property to luxury housing developers for what appeared to be a $72 million profit. City Hall lifted a deed restriction that allowed the sale to happen, and Mayor de Blasio has been taking heat ever since. City officials say Allure misled them. The State Department of Health says they too expected Rivington House to stay open and grow. But once they found out it closed, they let the company submit a closure plan after the fact and then approved it without fines or penalties.
I have never heard of being able to file a closure plan retroactively.
That's Susan Dua, director of Center for Independence of the Disabled in New York, where Danford, the ombudsman, works. She's been advocating for seniors for 14 years.
In the event that facilities would, I don't know, perhaps prefer to be in the real estate business, then I think there ought to be real consequences for not taking care and putting residents first, if that's the case.
Allure Group began buying up nursing homes in 2010 and is still operating six of them. The company declined an interview, but their lawyer says they first discussed closing Rivington House with the health department in June of 2015. The health department says the actual closure plan wasn't filed until December, after the facility was empty. Health officials wouldn't say why they approved the closure plan after the fact. A spokesman said the matter is under investigation. So is a second hasty closure by Allure. At the same time it was winding down Rivington House, the company was also closing a nursing home known as Cabs in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Rafaela Rodriguez's husband, Rafael, lived at Cabs for 8 years.
That nursing home, it was like a family.
Rafael Santiago had dementia. Rodriguez says one nurse knew him so well, she could tell what he needed just by the expression on his face. That all started to end when Allure took over in June of 2015. By October, Rodriguez and other family members were demanding to know why residents were being transferred out. An administrator dismissed rumors the facility was closing, but weeks earlier, a contractor applied for a buildings department permit to demolish Cabs and replace it with a seven-story apartment building.
Then the social worker, they started to work and call all the nurses home to where they can admit this person, the other person, just like that. And you can see the ambulance taking the patients to this nursing home, to the other nursing home, to the other nursing home. It was like a nightmare.
Rafael ended up at nearby Concord Nursing Home along with several other Cabs patients. And once he got there, he started to get sick. Rodriguez says first they called to let her know he was in the hospital in a coma after his blood sugar reached a dangerous level. Then she says he got pneumonia, and she stayed by his bedside praying.
I had the feeling that he was going to pass. And on Monday I pray, I was with him. And on Tuesday at 4:26, they called me that he passed away. And that was the end of everything.
The state health department wouldn't comment on the death, and neither would Allure or Concord, which cited privacy laws. Rodriguez believes her husband would still be alive had he stayed where he was.
Because he was too strong. Because he died, and he died like it was not his time yet.
A month after Santiago died, the State Department of Health approved Allure Group's closure plan for Cabs. Construction has been halted at both Rivington House and Cabs, and both buildings now sit empty. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.